Greetings. This is Nigeria Anderson, and you're listening to UrbanBuzzMag.com. And I have my wonderful sister, Miss China Black. Awesome, doing great and wonderful things. And as an independent artist, you know, struggling and trying to get that work out is hard. China, say hello and tell the people what's going on with you.
Yeah, I mean, struggling is real.
Yeah.
Especially when it's something that you're passionate about. I always look at it as God's way of, you know, testing you to see what are you willing to give up, what are you willing to sacrifice for the gift that He blessed you with. I just try to take it in stride.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't never get upset over anything. I'm just kind of like, keep going.
Mm-hmm.
China Black, you have that single, Keep Your Word. The video is moving and pumping. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Keep Your Word was originally a song that it was a, I don't want to call it a shallow thought where it began, but, you know, in retrospect and looking back at what it's become, I would have to say that it was a shallow thought. You're in a relationship with a person and the person lies to you.
Right.
And you love that person and you want to grow with that person. You just want the person to be honest.
Right.
Whatever that is. It started there because it was a true story of a relationship that I had been in, and I had been in it for a while, and ultimately I just kind of wanted the person to just be honest with me, whatever that honesty was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he never did that, so of course that relationship ended. But as I got to the recording of the record and I really gave it some thought, I think that's just something that we all as humans want in life is honesty, no matter how it comes, whether it's a family member, a friend, your boss, political people that try to get the vote, you know, the president. Mm-hmm. What everybody is looking for, I believe, is just honesty, whatever that may be, in whatever form that is. I've always been the person that, you know, I always felt like, you know, just give me the choice to make my own decision. And you can't really make a choice for a decision unless you know all the facts. You know, Keep Your Word. It's just that, you know, we just want as a people that when people talk to us, when they come across us, when they conversate with us, when we go to work, when we go to church, when we go out and vote on voting day, we want to be able to stand behind the things that we believe in. And we want the information to allow us to do that.
That is correct.
And so it's like a cry out for people that, you know, just be honest. You can get so much further with just being honest with people.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take away the fact, take away love, take away respect, take away all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And just be honest.
Right.
And let me make the choices for my life. Mm-hmm. Based on that information. No matter what that information is, it may hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It may make you feel some kind of way. It may make you mad. Mm-hmm. But at least I know.
Amen.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the sum up. I find myself when performing it or, you know, being able to express the evolution of the record, that a lot of people are on the same page. They just want truth.
Right.
We're all searching for truth, you know, whether it's from our mate, whether it's from our pastor, whether mm-hmm. it's from the president of the United States. We mm-hmm. just want what's true.
That's right.
So it's definitely gone on at this point to become more of a global standpoint than just something as small as just a relationship, because there are so many other things in life that we struggle through besides relationships. You know, being honest with ourselves.
That's key right there.
Keeping our own words.
To ourselves, that's right.
That we're going to live a life that's divine, that justifies our being.
Right.
For being here, you know. So it's a great song to me. It's important to me. The words are important to me. Life is important to me. People are important to me. So I just feel like that my platform at this time in my life is to just show that. Be transparent. Be the example. You know, be honest with myself. Be honest with my strengths. Be honest with my weaknesses. And being okay with that, knowing that I can still move forward and evolve as a person and have something to offer somebody else, you know?
Right. China Black, you talked to us about this song, and you wrote this song yourself?
Yes. It's written, produced, arranged.
Okay.
The backgrounds, the leads.
Mm-hmm. Have you written for anybody else?
No, I haven't really had the opportunity to write for other artists. I have I've done vocal arrangements for other artists, and I've worked on many of records with other artists. My husband and I, we were trying to create a collage for my son,
mm-hmm.
before, and We was like, I want to create a collage so that, you know, when I get older and he gets older, he can, like, kind of see some of the things his mom has accomplished in her lifetime. And when we actually put all the records together that I've recorded on, and the sales of those records, it came up to about 20 million.
Wow. Wow.
20 million sales of records that I have sung on, performed on tour with, or just simply recorded backgrounds and arrangements for. So, yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
It's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, yeah. You talk about your gift making room for you. Now, you're talking about being collaborative with other artists, singing background for other artists, and now it's your turn. What experiences are you bringing to the table for yourself that you've learned from others?
Well, I would say most of my lessons that I can apply or make applicable to my own artistry or having a set platform or what I want to present probably comes from working with Erykah Badu. I was her vocal director for 8 years.
Okay.
And I had the opportunity to be able to be on the road with her and be a student without it costing me, you know, without it costing me a career or costing me a failure. I was able to sit back and get hands-on training by one of the most supreme artists that we have in our generation to see the business of it, not just the singing and the performance of it.
Right.
You know, how an operation works, how the finances work, how the business of music works, you know, outside of the 2.5 hours of performances. There are so many things that are going on behind the scenes to make that 2.5 hour performance work.
Wow.
You know, so I was really blessed to be able to have her in my life to kind of sit and get a good study, like insight view into the way to kind of learn and see what it is that I will want or how I would want to handle my own business if I decided to be an artist.
Well, kudos to Erykah Badu, and that's excellent. We got to share and help each other out. Now, you know a lot of people in the business. How beneficial has that been for you? And moving forward, how have you been so successful in creating your album without so many collaborations? Sometimes a new artist comes out and half of the album is with someone they know.
I mean, the truth of the matter is the lesson. Like, I can't say that, you know, that an artist that I work with pushed the button, you know, and said, oh, let me get China a deal or let me get, you know, something like that. But in the same context, it's like, okay, in the Bible, I'm Christian.
Me too.
So in the Bible, it talks about how Jesus made, like, fishermen. You know what I'm saying? He didn't get the fish for you. He taught you how to do it for yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean? There is a story in the Bible where he took fish and 5 loaves of bread and fed them up to. But he was the best at giving people the tools to go out and do things for yourself.
Absolutely.
Like, to me, he's the biggest teacher in that. You know, that things are not just given to you. You have to work for it. But God gives us situations and people and opportunities for you to learn those lessons in order to do it for yourself.
Right.
Now, if I look back on all the artists that I've worked with and I have not learned anything to make my own business successful, then that's not their problem. That's mine. You know, no one has to give me a record deal. You know what I'm saying? No one has to call a label exec for me. If I pay attention to the tutelage and the study, you know, I should be able to be successful in my own right as
That's
an artist.
Right.
If I had the circle of people that I've worked with, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, ultimately, most people, there are artists that may not get the opportunity to tour.
Right.
I'm a big advocate of touring with any artist. I've always said, and when people ask me, like, what is it that I can do? How can I get on? Or how can I, you know, do it? And I'm like, well, girl, I ain't even on. You know, not where I want to be. But I always say tour.
Right.
Because that's the best way to learn everything you need to learn about the business without failing.
Wow.
Without no cost to you. You know, they pay for your travel, they pay for your meals, they pay you to work, and all you have to do for that amount of money is sit there and watch.
Right.
Watch the managers, watch the artists, listen to the conversation, watch the lighting guys, watch the roadies. Mm-hmm. Watch the sound. Mm-hmm. Watch, look at the mic that you use. But you know what I'm saying? Like, right. There's so many lessons besides the money. Not saying anything is wrong with the money.
Right.
But it's pennies in comparison to the lessons when you're paying attention.
Yeah, it's nothing like life lessons. I always say upon someone's birthday, someone say, oh, it's my birthday. I'm like, really? You know, what has life lessons mm-hmm. taught you? You know, and they look at me like, you know, but that's what you got to go on. Speaking on touring, what's the sacrifice being an independent artist and financing your business? And
when I started touring, you know, I didn't have any responsibilities. Mm-hmm. So I didn't owe nobody nothing. I didn't have no bills. I didn't have a family. I didn't have a job. You know, So at that time, I can't really say that it was so much of a sacrifice mm-hmm. until I found myself so lost into it that when I would come home, I would see that my friends have had children. My friends have had families. My parents are turning gray. You know, there are so many other things that you miss. Like when you're young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not thinking about that stuff. You're thinking about, I'm going to Italy. I'm about to meet you. I'm going to be the only one with these vintage Adidas from London. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's where your mind is, you know? And rightfully so.
Right.
You know, but then when you find yourself caught up in that life that you don't see everything that's moving around you, that's when it becomes a problem. And for me, the sacrifice was not being around to see my parents grow old, not being around to see my friends have families. And, you know, I lost the best friend on the road. You know, one of my closest and dearest friends passed away while I was on tour.
Wow.
You know, and those things, when they happen, they hurt.
Right.
And you wish, you know, you wish you made the time. You wish you came home a little more. You wish you was present, because now, you know, that once or twice, three times, seeing someone, having a cocktail, and then being back on the road, you don't even get that no more when they're gone.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, so there is sacrifice. It is a personal sacrifice, you know. But I try not to worry about that. I focus on God.
Mm-hmm.
I know that God is good. I know that God is real. I know that God has a plan for my life, and I know that these things that happen around my life is only to make me stronger, you know, it's only to put that seal around me,
right?
You know, to make me tough for whatever it is that he has set up for me so I can be ready for it.
Right.
So, thing in life is sacrifice.
Right. Do you play any instruments? Are you gifted in those areas?
I'm a faker.
Oh, okay.
To the sense of, you know, I can play a little bit of something. I don't have a master's art at when it comes to instruments. I can play a little bit of keys. I can play a little bit of guitar. I can play enough to write.
Okay.
But, you know, I haven't really had the opportunity to really focus in and home in on one particular instrument.
Okay.
So at some point I will.
So writing, which genre do you really enjoy most? Like classy, funk, soulful, country, blues, etc. What's your background or what's your preference?
There's not a particular genre, I could say, one to the next. I just like a good lyrical content.
Okay.
Like something that's, anything that speaks to me, I'm with it.
Okay.
You know, I'm a fan of Kendrick Lamar. I'm a fan of Sting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a fan of Marvin Sapp.
Right.
You know, I'm a fan of any artist that can move me to evolve.
Okay.
And that can come from any. I'm a fan of the band Perry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like anything that can resonate in me to make me really think about my life and think about moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm into.
Okay. And being so very versatile, this is what would you consider the album that you're going to release? Neo-soul, soul, funk, R&B?
Music. It's just music. I studied classical music in college and high school, so I'm classically trained.
Okay.
You know, so I can read, I can orchestrate music. I don't know really what I'm going to call it. You know, because there are so many.
Call it China Black's music.
Pieces. Exactly. Right now it's called God Body.
Right. Okay.
It's God Body music.
Good.
it's my best representation of what I feel that God gives me to say.
Amen.
And it can come in any form.
Okay. Okay. So you talk,
you know, because we're not all the same people.
Right.
You know, so to be able to have a platform, if your desire is a platform to touch people, you have to understand that you got to come in many forms to reach them.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
I try not to call a genre.
Right.
When it comes, like at one point I made up my own genre and I called it aggressive soul.
Okay.
That I was the only way that I can really, when I got so many questions of what my genre came up with, like it's aggressive soul because I can't really classify it. You know what I mean? Because
right.
For me, I'm on a path,
mm-hmm.
you know, and my path is evolution.
Right.
My path is to, I feel like God wants me to teach people to evolve through my life.
Okay.
Through my downfall, through my failures, through my triumphs, through my tears, through my laughter,
mm.
you know, and to want to take on that kind of a platform, I can't really box it.
Right. That's right.
Because then it will only go to one set of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just don't feel like my role on this earth is to reach one set of folks.
Right. Right. Well, you have the freedom being independent. Is that your own label?
Well, that's an interesting topic to discuss. We're going to see.
Okay. No problem. No
because
problem.
There are some things in the wind.
Okay. Okay.
And, you know, that I can't really speak about.
You still maintain your
exactly.
creative freedom.
But there is a place. There is a housing for
okay.
my music.
Okay. Okay.
We're
good.
Just trying to figure out what that house is right now. We're mm-hmm. building it.
So seeing you perform, you performed a few of your songs and all of them were awesome. Did you write all of them?
I've written a majority of them.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I stopped my partners and my husband, which is one of my partners. They want me to write the rest of this record, but I don't want to. Not that I don't have anything to say, but I just want the opportunity to hear other things.
Right. That's good.
And I do want to, and there are people that I enjoy that people have not like, born witness to as of yet, their potential and the magnitude of their talent that I want to collaborate with.
Right. Right.
So I'm kind of holding off the rest of my writing for the next record so that I can get some other people in to shine.
Right. And that's good. At least you're not like a hog.
That's important. Yeah, that's exactly. I'm not an artist hog. You know? I'm not a writer hog. You don't have to. I don't got to write my whole record.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, I write enough so that it's understood that's who I am, that mm-hmm. I am a writer, that I am an arranger, that I do those things. But I'm not afraid of listening and hearing, collaborating with other people that I think that is dope. And I know a lot of dope people.
I'm sure you do.
And a lot of dope people that people don't, that have not seen the light of day
mm-hmm.
of the people to actually hear them and witness them. And again, that's a part of my servitude. You know what I'm saying? That's a part of serving. It's also important that I find a way or a platform for others to be heard.
Right. Excellent, man. See, that's key player stuff. That's what we mean when we say key players. That's how you expand and grow and build the team. And I love what you said about touring and how you came to the realization of, you know, being absent. So now how do you prioritize business, family, being a woman, mom, wife?
Mm-hmm.
What was that transition like? No more running in Italy for some shoes.
Exactly. Now I got to figure it out that I got to figure out a way to take everybody with.
Right. Or bring something back for everybody.
Yeah, but, you know, I wear a lot of hats, you know. Mm-hmm. There are things that, a lot of things on my back
mm-hmm.
that I have to make sure are accommodated and taken care of.
Okay.
So it's difficult. It's no easy win, I tell you.
Right, right.
But, you know, I do my best. Everyone tries to be understanding, you know, my life, and you just work with it as it comes. It's not easy. You know, there's bumps in the road. There's couple of arguments here and there, you
mm-hmm.
know,
mm-hmm.
it's life.
Right, right, life. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm just kind of living it, and I'm watching it, and I'm observing it, and I'm writing things in my head about it.
Right, that's right, that's right.
So
that's
I have
what makes
a lot
good
more
music.
Other things to present. Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on the show and just stopping by. We appreciate you and your efforts.
Oh,
your
you.
Music is excellent. You know, I mean,
thank you.
You know,
that means I'm doing my job.
That's
Yay.
Right. That's right. Excellent.
Thank
and
God. God
and
good.
You know how to perform. You know, people are artists, and to me, I think that's why I was like, girl, how I get an interview with you? Because you know how to perform. People are charging $200-something for a ticket and stand mm-hmm. on that stage, and I'm mad. I'm just going to say it. I get mad. I be like, okay, now I grew up, I got to tell my age, but I'm 50. So I grew up with Sly, mm-hmm. hearing Sly and Sky and Earth, Wind & Fire and Shaka and
Patti.
You
girl,
know.
You my kind of girl. You my kind of
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, they performed. They perform.
Yeah.
Now people getting on the stage looking on tracks. I paid my money. I want you to sing. I want you to shake your butt.
Yeah. No, the ironic thing about, and I have to say, I have to pay homage to Damian Escobar because I didn't know him until that night. That was the first night I met him.
Wow.
And, I came by referral to be mm-hmm. a part of his event, and he listened to the one song. He listened to Keep Your Word and was like, let's do it, you know?
Right.
And you don't have a lot of artists like that
right.
have a platform such as his and not afraid to share it with mm-hmm. someone else.
We have
you
to
know,
do that.
Or
we
to give somebody
to
else
that.
An opportunity to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that rings very big for me, and I appreciate him and his team for allowing me to be a part of that night.
Right.
And this is the first performance I've had in 2 years. So,
your performance
you know,
was excellent.
It was scary. I was scared.
Oh, you didn't look scared.
And I was nervous because, listen, I was scared because I was like, okay, this is not even like, these people don't know me. I don't know them. I can't say that they've heard Keep Your Word. I don't know if these people know I got 796,000 views on YouTube on one song from word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they know anything about me.
Now, that's
so
a testimony.
I don't know how this is going to go. You know,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm up there with a track and me.
Right. And that's
all
right.
And I got to take up all of this space, you know, that's on this stage and really make it active. I had a partial sound check.
Wow.
I just kind of saw some images in my head
mm-hmm.
that I know that I can, you know, that I could duplicate. I went in the back, close friends and partners, Helen Bruna from Philly. She came to do my sound and we went in the back for like 10 minutes. And I was like, okay, this is kind of what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So let's try to time this and
right.
let me kind of figure this out. You know what
right.
I mean? As far as, so I had 10 minutes to kind of run through a couple of things just so I'm not talking over music or the song don't start and I'm not ready. Or
right.
Because we had it all, everything was all set
uh-huh.
to come behind each other. And then she was like, well, let me take some of the other records that we worked on the album, we'll make that interlude music
mm-hmm.
and you could talk over that.
Cool.
So I'm like, okay, cool. So the music that you heard behind me talking were actually other records that'll be on the album.
Oh, man.
So it kind of made me feel a little more comfortable
mm-hmm.
to kind of talk because I at least heard something else going on.
Right.
You know, but I was scared.
Oh,
I was like, what if they boo? I was like, what? I was saying to Helen, I was like, what if they boo me? Like, what if they not with, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, because at the end of the day, you know, Damian is an amazing artist, but he's an instrumental artist.
Exactly.
So it's like, okay, what if they don't want to hear no singing? What if they just, what if these are a bunch of cool, you know, snap your fingers, instrumental cats that are classical trained and just don't want to, because remember I asked, I was like, is there any independent artists out here? And
yeah.
they was like, no. I was like, oh, mm-hmm. okay, it ain't even no artist here.
Right.
You know? So this is like straight, never been in front of a crowd with disposable income that are not musicians.
Right, right.
I was really nervous, but I was so glad they received me and
oh, yeah.
they were really listening
yes.
and I was watching
yes.
the energy and they were giving
yeah.
me energy.
Yeah,
and
yeah, it was a lot of energy.
More comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it was a lot of energy.
Yeah,
in that
it was a lot of energy.
It was a lot of energy.
Yep. And to all the lazy artists and artists who think they all of that, did you hear the girl say 10 minutes? Now that's when you sharp. That's when you equipped. And that's when you know what you're mm-hmm. supposed to be doing. 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Dougie Fresh.
Yeah. It was 10 minutes. It was yeah. I knew. Now, of course, I know my record.
Of course, right.
I gotta know your records. Right. I know. I produce those records. Right. I know them inside and out. I know when the 808 comes in. I know when the beat drops.
Right.
I know where the backgrounds lay because I put them there.
That's right. Okay. Okay.
You know, I know the mix because I was there for it.
Mm-hmm,
I know
mm-hmm.
how the record was mastered because I was there for it.
All right.
You
now.
Know what I mean?
Teach.
So because I was present in the recording aspect, because I was present in the writing of the songs, because I was present in the arrangement of the songs, I knew where everything laid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I mean, get the lesson in that, you
right,
know?
Right, that's right. That's it. That's the key.
You know, when you do songs that other people write or other people do, you really have to study
right
those records, you know. But when it's something that's God-given, that somebody that God just gave you, and you put it down on paper, it never leaves.
That's right. That's right.
Because it's in your heart, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's a truth that comes from performing records that are in your heart.
That's right. All right. You know? Let the people know how to get in touch with you on social media. And your website, so they can get the album when it come out.
Okay. Well, the single you can get.
Mm-hmm.
Keep Your Word is available on iTunes and CD Baby and Amazon and all other online retail stores. To get more information about China Black, you can go to www.chinablack.com. That's CHINAHBLAC.com. If you want to talk to me or chat with me, I'm available on Twitter. I'm available on Facebook. I'm available on Instagram under China Black, CHINAHBLAC.
All right. Well, sis, I thank you so much. And you my neighbor, so we'll hook up soon and maybe just hang out. But I thank you so much.
Where are you from, my dear?
The Bronx.
Oh, yeah. Boogie Down.
The Boogie. Right. The Boogie. Right.
Yeah, my son's nickname is Boogie.
Oh, okay. All right then. So you have a good night, and we'll
thank you.
We'll keep in touch.
Thank you for having me. God bless you.
God bless. No problem.